Counterfeit News Network, Biased Broadcasting Corporation. I just don't know who to believe anymore.
Hello and welcome to the show. Colourful conversations with a believable Mark and Pete.
Oh,
yes, this is the show dedicated to religion, politics and business. Fake news is everywhere. My goodness, who do we believe? It is a big problem. If we look around the world, we see lots of political angst. We have people on campaign trails. But who are we truly going to believe? But it's not just about the politicians, is it? Is it about the media? Is it about you? Is it about me? Well, it could also be about Clergyman Pete. So, Clergyman Pete, who do you believe now? And tell me honestly, is there any truth anymore in the world?
Well, the problem is not that there isn't truth, but how do you get to it through all the obfuscation, the lies, the deviation from the truth? You know, it's a bit like a game of just a minute, a well-known game in which you're meant to just keep talking without deviation, which includes deviation from the truth. But you don't, you just quickly think he's just making it up just to say something. And the reason is 24-hour news, one of the biggest culprits. If you've got to come up with news items to fill a whole 24 hours, like a lot of these network TV stations have to, then you've got to, in the end up making stuff up, I guess. Certainly the budgets cut in major news organisations in terms of the reporters in the field put more into marketing. And then what you end up doing is, I guess, they end up employing some young graduates on their first job, just make up a few stories and bung them out. That's what seems to be happening. I was singled out CNN and the BBC mainly because they had initials, so you could put jokey names to them. But they are at some of the biggest culprits, but there are other counterfeit networks available.
Well, let's name some of them.
Yes,
because
yes.
It has been known that I believe that Facebook, for example, has also had some issues. And one of the issues here is that, how do they actually screen fake news? What is right? What is wrong? I mean, to be fair to them, when people use their platforms, how can they be really sure that the imagery, the comments and the news that filters through their networks is actually really true? I mean, at the end of the day, they're providing a platform. They're not actually generating the news themselves.
Yeah, so Manu, I think here's my take on social media sites like Facebook, like Twitter, YouTube. It's accepted that people are putting their material up there. And maybe in most cases claiming that it's true. But I don't think it is down to the site to look for whether there's fake news. I don't understand why they're getting into it. I would say it'd be better for them to make a clearer disclaimer that they are not defending the claims of truth of anyone using their site, to just make it an equal playing field. Then it's up to the user and the user who's putting up the post and the person who's reading it to come to a decision about what's true, because otherwise you're asking people to censor things that you don't agree with. Oh, you say that's fake news. Why? Well, is it because it's poorly researched, or is it because the political point of view contained here is not one that I like? And that's the suspicion. It does seem to be that, for example, Facebook had a big problem with its censoring right-wing sites, particularly during the US presidential election, and they admitted to it and brought in some people who are right-wing or Christian. Anything pro-Christian, pro-right-wing, was not reaching the trending part of the site. Now, here we are. Now, if we take this a step further, if you're going to have a trending part of your site, it should be the most popular, the most interactions, the most thumbs up, trending, you know. And Facebook, however, was having it curated, so people were choosing it. Now, other sites, perhaps the most popular next to Facebook, is YouTube in terms of social media. the most popular video sharing, and I think the second most popular social media. And it's reverse, you know, YouTube is the second most popular video sharing, and YouTube is the most popular. Well, so these two are important because of that. Now, YouTube is following the example of Facebook in bringing curated trending to their site. So the videos that you see that are supposedly trending are ones that they happen to like. Now, so what they've done is stepped from trying to prevent fake news to creating their own fake news by pretending things, videos, or in the case of Facebook, certain statuses, certain updates, certain items are trending when they are not. They just happen to like them. So the problem with fake news is more with the site itself, I think, than the individual people using them. I think it would be better to have more transparency and simply to step back from trying to be a censor on the side of whatever political suasion you have. Or simply be honest and say, yeah, we're Facebook, we're a left-wing site. We don't like those right-wing people. They're all hateful, racist, bigoted homophobes, and we don't like them.
Well,
they
indeed.
Can put that across. Put that across the top of the Facebook page.
Don't bother coming here
if you're right-wing, because we can't stand you.
Indeed, yeah. But let's
go back to your KKK hovel and don't bother us anymore. That's what they should say.
Well. Indeed. Let's step back, because as consumers, we're all sitting here scratching our heads thinking, well, who do we trust now? I mean, well, where do we actually really get our true news from? Because at the end of the day, this is a problem. You know, when we look at politicians kissing babies in the streets and they're all doing their electioneering, well, we all think, well, OK, let's hear what they've got to say. One day they'll say one thing. And then the next day they'll say something completely else, I really don't know who to believe. Now, I'm just going to give you my exasperated thoughts in a simple form of a poem. And this is a poem called In All Honesty. Oh, for goodness sake, the news is a fake. The world is no longer round. Say a Hail Mary, the Pope is a fairy. Can any truth now be found? Oh my, the headlines lie, another story awash with a whim, with sounds of tutting, comments are cutting, as truth gets a troubling trim. Oh dear, another online smear, in all honesty, sincerity is up the creek. All belief is baloney, this poem is phony, as the world ended just last week. So,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do believe that it did end last week. And what we're seeing here now is the aftermath. Yes, folks, that's the news, honestly. So if we actually do look at the news, it's quite extraordinary how some of the untruths creep in. Now, this could be a simple fact where possibly some of the politicians, dare I say, get it wrong. We've seen this recently. I'll give you a simple example. This happened in the recent electioneering, in the run-up to the British election, the UK general election. Diane Abbott, who is a leading spokesperson for the Labour Party, sadly got all of her figures completely wrong. Now, at first, we were starting to sort of believe some of the figures that she was actually spouting. As it turned out, unfortunately, in this particular case, she just simply made an error. It wasn't malice aforethought. So we've not only got those who are perhaps unscrupulous, but those who just simply genuinely make mistakes. So when we look at fake news, we've also got to look at it for the fact that often people just get it wrong.
Yes. Now, I think we can differentiate between the political opinions or the political propaganda of a particular politician or political party and news that claims to be neutral, unbiased and factual. The problem is that I don't think any news agency can actually claim that. There are two ways that they can counter it. One is you could be honest about the bias. That's what I said before. And I personally think that that's the best route. This is my personal preference, that you're honest about your bias, then you do try and just report the facts and you make sure that you do that. But you're honest about your bias so people are aware of where you're coming from. So that then when they can then try and have a range of different news programs, news sources, and then personally they'll have a balanced input. That's what I try to do. I use internet sources, so I both video and blogs, and try and get people with different backgrounds. There were some online individuals. You look at the a relatively new YouTube channel called Timcast. The premise of which is that it's there's a reporter called Tim who goes out to actual trouble spots and reports directly from them. So this sort of work is good, I think, and he's very open about his personal biases, but he's trying to report the news in an unbiased a way as possible. Now, another way, if you're committed to saying, no, we are absolutely neutral, if you're really trying to say that, which I think is a mistake, but if you're actually trying to do that, which people like CNN and the BBC do claim, despite their very obvious left-wing bias, they claim this. And so what they need to do, I think, is to employ people of different political persuasions to work with them. When they try and employ for diversity, forget about things like trying to get a certain number of people of different hues of skin, which is completely irrelevant to anything. I mean, what does your skin colour matter? It shouldn't matter. But try and get people with different political opinions. A diversity of opinion would be better. And then, although not claiming that each reporter is neutral, as a whole, you could be effectively neutral because the different persuasions, different political points of view of the different reporters balance each other out, you know, particularly if you had that within the group of people who write your opinion pieces, but also those who do the frontline reporting work. I think that's a way, that's a good way forward. But even then, taking that into account, if everyone did that, what I just suggested, there is another sort of fake news, and that is deliberate clickbait. So someone will deliberately make up a story which is something that people wished were true. I saw both this done to both presidential candidates in the US presidential election. Donald Trump is dead and Hillary Clinton is dead. Both were reported as clickbait.
You mean that's not true?
And I don't think so. It's difficult to tell. Yes.
Yes.
I was going to say particularly with Hillary Clinton, but that portrays my particular political bias in that I find Donald Trump more entertaining. It's less a political bias and more an entertainment bias. But I suppose you could say Clinton is better as a sort of tragic figure. But they were both reported as being dead because there were a certain number of people who wanted that to be true, so you get them to click on it and you get the advertising revenue. And that sort of fake news is what people like Facebook were talking about countering. But in practice, they would then end up stopping anyone who they disagree with. And that's why I think it's when it comes to social media, it's best to just keep out of it. Keep the actual showing of graphic violence and nudity off your site. But with opinion, let it be free reign.
Well, I think that the social media is certainly something that has played its part significantly. I mean, not just in the American election, but also we're seeing in places like the French election. Hacking, for example, we've already seen that there's hacking that's taken place with Emmanuel Macron and data that apparently has been leaked about some of his own personal files and affairs. Now, the fact is, and when I say affairs, that's his business's affairs, of course, Mr. Macron, that's untoward. But nevertheless, social media is to blame here. Now, of course, what that can happen is if somebody genuinely believes in some of the news that has been manipulated, then, of course, that is something that, as you say, if the public decide that they want to believe it, well, of course, it can manifest itself. And of course, by the nature of social media, it can reach a lot of people very, very quickly. Now, at a time of a general election, this is something that could sway people's opinions. Now, I know that this is something that's been widely debated about the American general election. Was it true that the Russians hacked the Americans' servers and actually possibly influence the outcome? Well, that's open for debate. But nevertheless, it does happen. And so I suppose, really, we've got to ask ourselves, what can we do to make sure that we're getting to the truth? So let's sort of look at that, because, you know, we can easily be fooled by what we see online or in social media. I think what needs to happen here is that you've got to take a slightly more aggregated view of things, in that if you're only looking at one particular channel, like social media, if you're just only following Twitter, or if you're only looking at Facebook or the BBC, which I know is your favorite broadcasting channel.
Absolutely, yes. Unbiased, neutral in every way. Wonderful. Wonderful.
You get listeners, perhaps. Possibly has an issue there. However, I do believe that the BBC offers a lot of good journalism. Right. There may be some examples.
Yes, you can believe whatever you like. It's a free country.
But the point being,
even if it's complete nonsense.
As citizens, and business people, and even occasionally clergymen, we need to start thinking a little bit wider. We shouldn't be just relying on one channel.
Yes.
And perhaps do a little bit more work, a little bit more groundwork. The reason I say this, I think that we have often sort of become a little bit lazy, in the sense that the instant news is what we only rely on.
Yeah.
If we knew the subject a little bit better and did our own research, say, for example, yes, look at TV, look at social media, read books, look at, you do your own research, then you'll formulate, I think, a better opinion, and you can judge when things go right or wrong. Now, let me ask you here, I mean, what do you see from your parishioners? Are they heavily reliant on social media, or perhaps do they rely on other sources?
Well, yes, social media is one way that people get alerted to the news. And this is where I think social media plays a very important role. So they will get the alert that something's happening. But the details, they will go to a different site. You know, on Facebook, or perhaps on Twitter. It used to be so in the past. Not so much. Doesn't seem to be used quite so much now. I don't know whether that's just my personal experience, but Twitter or Facebook are the big ones. For you know that something's happened because you see it on that site, but then you go and look up about it, perhaps using a specialist news site. Or what I would do, which would be to go to a variety of different sources, as I said earlier, but, you know, actually individuals who have the same sort of sources as everyone else, but because they know they're experts in certain areas, they're able to filter out the rubbish.
Yes.
And so I would go to particular channels on YouTube and get their comment. And these people are people from different political backgrounds, different religious backgrounds. So that I get a picture. Say if there's a political comment, let's name some names. If I want a political comment, I might say, well, I'm going to look at a ranger. There's a channel called Styx Hexenhammer 666. Yeah, he used to be a Satanist, so that's why it's the name. But a very good political commentator. There's Sargon of Akkad, perhaps the most well-known of these political commentators on YouTube, who would have, compared with me, quite a left-wing view, but has a good overview of politics and able to comment well. In Ireland, there's Computing Forever, which is actually a guy called Dave Cullen, who gives some good analysis. You see quite a range of different people. They have different points of view. They have the same same data available, but they can point me in the right direction. So that's how I'm suggesting people do use it, the way that I think that many people do. They use social media and YouTube as a pointer to where to find out the information and how to analyze to see what's available.
Let's get to the real truth here, being a breaking news. What does the Bible say about Twitter and Facebook?
Well, you see, here's the interesting point. The Bible, I'm not going to do a direct quote of a verse here, because we know that the Bible condemns lying and falsehood and the Ten Commandments.
Does it have a chapter on social media?
And the Ten Commandments, it says, do not bear false witness, which... I guess would cover things like fake news. And indeed, the gospel was affected by fake news when Jesus rose from the dead. There's a very specific attempt at fake news, at misleading people by the Jewish leaders of the time, who told the guards who'd dispersed after they found that the tomb was empty, to say, oh, yeah, the disciples came and carried him away. Unfortunately for this one is then Jesus very publicly appeared, obviously very well, hours after he should have been, you know, if he was still alive, ripped to pieces or a rotting corpse. No, he was perfectly well. So something went wrong with their fake news, as it always does. So in the gospel, the fake news here was the enemy of the spread of the gospel, and it's been going on forever. So I think what we can learn from biblical times is that fake news has always been there, and sometimes it can cause serious harm. But the way to counteract it is not necessarily by attacking those who commit the fake news. That isn't what was done at the time. But to make sure that you spread the real news. You know, make sure that spread that as widely as possible. So have a counter to the fake news. And I think that's what, with the glories of the internet, even expert commentators like Mark and Pete are able to have a voice and put some sort of sanity. But apart from us, of course, there are many other different commenters on the news available because of access to the internet that weren't only a few years ago. And so we, although it seems like fake news has grown up recently, it's been around for a long time. And actually, the internet does give us the opportunity to take in lots of different sources and so counter fake news with real news and spread that around.
Well, what a good piece of advice. Oh, yes, fake news is not new, as Clergyman Peter's highlighted. So the truth will always win at the end of the day. So, listeners, what do you think? Are you exasperated by social media? Are you exasperated by fake news? What is your opinion? Follow us at Mark and Pete on Twitter. Yes, a real truthful channel. We know that.
So, honestly.
Join us again next time for some more truthful, colourful topics with Mark and Pete.
Fooled them.